Morning, y'all. My name is Miles Clark. I've been running through the morning brief for today. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we can just jump right on over into the performance. Mostly positive day for a lot of the names we look at hit there. S&P 500 towards the middle of the pack, up just under 1% towards the upside. Developed representative EFA, the Russell 2000, and the Dow Jones towards the downside. Crude oil, the US dollar, and the ag up about 33 pips there for the last 24. All right, starting off briefly with a participation indicator of kind of a flagship indicator for us here, measuring the percent of S&P 500 stocks trading on point and figure buy signals. Now, this one reversed back up into a column of X's to a chart reading of 50. So said more plainly, there's now one out of every two S&P 500 stocks trading on buy signals. Of course, we're not going to turn our nose here at broadening participation. So I want to preface this with this is good. However, based on the studies that we've done, we have not seen kind of that 50 or the middle quintile of the range said otherwise in between 40 and 60. These aren't the most productive areas for markets to spend a lot of time in. So again, reversals are good. We have to get a reversal to move higher. But of course, bulls haven't demonstrated that they're firmly in control, at least from a broad standpoint. When we're talking about broad standpoint, we're talking about a participation standpoint. So again, keep an eye on this. This is a positive, but ultimately we do want to see breadth thrust higher. I think that's a take home for this page. Next, with that upside participation, we did see the S&P 500 move up to meet those all-time chart highs, returning to a buy signal on its default chart at around 6,050 there. Now we can look towards some support towards the downside around 5,800. That's that sell signal there, as well as maybe some older support as well around 5,850. Point being here, things are still overwhelmingly constructive. A broadening market's going to be good for this guy as well, which we just seen on that kind of last page. Point being, broad market's still pretty healthy. Now we get that intermediate term picture back as well with that buy signal. Next, talking about a kind of weakening dollar, international markets moved higher yesterday, starting well off with the leader EFA. Now it did return to a column of X's on its default chart just above the middle of the trading band at 78 here, but we still maintain a string of two consecutive buy signals, or excuse me, sell signals here. And we are in a positive trend, but we have run into some kind of stiffer resistance, kind of looking back towards June of 2024 at 82, further there at 84, then ultimately there at 80 as well. So plenty of landmarks in the near term, as we've seen kind of a path of least resistance higher for the dollar. That looks to be a path of least resistance lower for international equities, looking towards 75 and then further at 73 here for EFA with a poor fund score. Excuse me. Similar commentary for EEM, so I won't spend too much time here besides the fact that we're already in a negative trend on our default chart. Get a reversal back up to 4250. Again, path of least resistance looks to be lower with a poor fund score and higher or stronger US dollar. From here, looking towards support for at 41, non-initiating positions here. Quickly wrap up just with crude oil was the biggest loser over the last 24 hours, down over 2%. This one was enough to move back down into a column of O's. However, in terms of positive technical construction, the kind of damage has already been done. Again, positive damage, if you, I don't know, the progress has already been made. But we've returned to a positive trend here, returned to a buy signal from here now, just looking to kind of solidify a maybe a point of support above the middle of the trading band and some old resistance at this point. So we could kind of see a journey down to 72. If bulls are interested to kind of bid that up there, that would be constructive for crude oil. I will mention here, we have seen numerous attempts to break back into positive trends back in 2024 that ultimately were kind of short-lived and turned to negative trends. Now, from here, of course, if we do not see support enter in around 72 to 71, journey back down to the upper 60s wouldn't be out of mind, at least from a technical standpoint here. So that's something to watch, those two levels there. Lastly, we'll wrap up here just with a brief comment on Netflix. They reported earnings. They're up around 13, 14% of the time of this recording on around 6:45 or so on Wednesday, up around $1,000, $999 last time I checked. So, point being, pretty strong earnings for them there. Got that reversal back up into X's as of trading yesterday on Tuesday. So of course, you see kind of action. They're still within picture here, but they're going to be way up towards the top of the trading band here for Netflix. Pretty constructive earnings in terms of subscriber growth for them. So if you are having looking to initiate positions, let's watch our overbought, oversold reading as we bid are a bit oversold right now. That value is going to change, but keep an eye on that. Maybe dollar cost average into positions. Look for pullbacks, logical pullbacks, if you will, to some older resistance around kind of the mid to low 900s, and see how things react after earnings there. All right, that's going to do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good Wednesday, and we will be back again tomorrow.